බුද්ධං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ධම්මං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි සංඝං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ඒතං සන්තං ඒතං පනීතං යදිදං සබ්බ සංඛාර සමතෝ සබ්බෝ පදිපටි නිස්සග්ගෝ තණ්හක්ඛයෝ විරාගෝ නිරෝධෝ නිබ්බාණං Friends, this is our last Dhamma talk for this retreat. Our retreat comes to the end tomorrow. Tonight, our topic is the last factor of the tenfold path, noble tenfold path. That will be the right liberation. Right liberation is the topic to this Dhamma talk. Right liberation in Pali, it is Samma Vimukti. Samma Vimukti. Samma is normally translated as right. Vimukti, Mukta. Mukta means release. Release. To release, one should be bound. We are bound. Vimukta means complete release. Completely release. So, we are bound with what? With fetters. There are fetters. There are 10 fetters through which we are bound to samsara. These are mental fetters. What are the 10 fetters? Sakkaya ditti, personality belief, vichikicca, doubt, silabbata paramasa, clinging to rites and rituals, kamaraga, attachment, clinging to sensual pleasures, then patigha, repulsion, rupa raga, means clinging to material existence, arupa raga, clinging to immaterial existence, arupa raga, mana, conceit, Uddhacha, restlessness, and avijja, ignorance. These are the 10 fetters through which we are bound to samsara. When we develop our mind, when we cultivate our mind, we can cut off these 10 fetters. The one who has cut off the first 3 fetters is called stream enterer, sotapanna. The one who has cut off the first 3 fetters and weakened the next 2 is called once returner. The one who has completely cut off these 5 is called non-returner. And the one who has cut off all the 10 fetters is called arahant, the enlightened one. That is the one who is called the enlightened, who is liberated, Nibbana. With this release, with cutting off these 10 fetters, one realizes the 4 noble truths, the dependent origination, and the 3 characteristics of existence. With this knowledge, he realized reality. As he realized the 4 noble truths, he attained full enlightenment. That is called Nibbana. Nibbana in Pali, Nirvana in Sanskrit. Nibbana. Bana or vana means craving. Vana or bana means craving. Ni means negation, not. No craving. So Nibbana means simply complete eradication of craving. No craving. Nibbana means no craving. Nibbana is the liberation. It is the right liberation. So when one attains liberation, there are two methods of attaining enlightenment. These two are called, the first one is Cheto Vimukti, the second one is Panya Vimukti, Vimukti, release. Cheto Vimukti, Panya Vimukti, these are the two different methods of attaining enlightenment. Cheto Vimukti means, you know, those who develop first four jhanas and then next attainment, there are four attainments, four immaterial jhanas, those eight. Those who have completed all these eight and switch to insight and attain enlightenment are called Cheto Vimukta. Who have developed their mind, developed their concentration better all the way, completing all the eight jhanas and attaining enlightenment. That is called Cheto Vimukta. In the Dhamma Chakka Pavattana Sutta, the first discourse of the Buddha said, Pubbe ananusutesu dhammesu chakkum udapadi, jnanam udapadi, panya udapadi, vidya udapadi, aloko udapadi. With the realization of the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha said, in him arose chakkum udapadi, vision arose in him, jnanam udapadi, knowledge arose in him. Chakkum udapadi, jnanam udapadi, panya udapadi, wisdom arose in him. Vidya udapadi, science arose in him. Vidya udapadi, aloko udapadi, light arose in him. And further he says, jnanam chapaname dasanam udapadi. In me, both jnana and dasana, knowledge and vision arose in me. Akuppa me cheto vimutti. Here the Buddha says, Akuppa me cheto vimukti. My mind, my cheto vimukti, my mind release of my mind is akuppa, it is unshakable. Akuppa me cheto vimukti. I am antima jati. This is my last birth. Natti dani punabhavo. There is no more birth to me. That is how the Buddha declared his mental states. That is the cheto vimukti. Akuppa cheto vimukti. That is called akuppa. Unshakable cheto vimukti. The release, that is mental release, which is akuppa, unshakable. That is the mentality of the arahant. Buddha is the first arahant in the world. So that is cheto vimukti. Then what is panya vimukti? Panya vimukti means it is released through wisdom. That is, without developing all these jhana, one can develop vipassana and attain enlightenment. That is what is called panya vimukta. Panya vimukti. So those are the two states. For the attainment of these states, for the attainment of enlightenment, one should have to practice, one should practice, develop mindfulness, wisdom, clear comprehension. Without developing these, one cannot attain enlightenment. Here I want to point you out a special thing, that is, whenever we have a sort of belief, like belief of a soul, self, permanent entity, we cannot attain enlightenment. As long as you have the belief of soul or self, you cannot attain enlightenment. You cannot liberate your mind. Because you are controlled. You think that there is a person, permanent entity. And those who believe a soul or self, permanent entity, they have to believe a creator. So the creator and soul are interconnected. Soul is what is emanated from the creator. That is how they believe. So as long as they have that belief, they cannot attain enlightenment. This is something to be reconsidered by the wise ones. As long as we are bound, how can we release? We are bound to these things. And again, as long as we have personality belief, sakkaya ditti, that is called sakkaya ditti, we believe that this is my body, this is me, this is mine, like that, we have that belief, we personalize us. As long as we have this personality belief, we cannot come to the realization, we cannot release our mind from bonds, samsaric bonds. So, according to the teaching of the Buddha, one has to cultivate, one has to develop factors of enlightenment for the realization of Nibbana. So there are 37 factors of enlightenment to be developed. We normally talk 7 factors of enlightenment. For the last couple of days we understood the 7 factors of enlightenment. Now I said there are 37 factors of enlightenment. Not 7, 37. What are the 37? Namely, first one, 4 foundations of mindfulness. 4 foundations of mindfulness. Then 4 right efforts. Then 4 roads to power. Then 5 spiritual faculties. 5 mental powers, 7 factors of enlightenment, and the Eightfold Path. These are to be developed. Then only one can attain enlightenment. Then only one can release from all bonds, samsaric bonds, samsaric fetters. This attainment of enlightenment is, Nibbana is the highest bliss, summum bonum in the teaching of the Buddha. Highest bliss. Nibbanam paramam sukham. That is how the Buddha said. Nibbanam paramam sukham. It is the highest, it is the greatest bliss. Highest bliss. Nibbanam paramam sukham. Nibbana is the complete destruction of greed, hatred and delusion. Greed, hatred and delusion. Complete destruction of greed, hatred and delusion is called liberation. That is right liberation. That is Nibbana. And this is the state of, this is a state which is ineffable, inexpressible. It is difficult to express, it is difficult to describe. The nature of Nibbana. It is to be experienced by oneself. Whenever we talk about Nibbana, we think in different manner and we try to grasp it. As worldlings, we think that this is Nibbana is like this, like this. And we sometimes we grasp Nibbana as mine. According to the first discourse of the Majjhima Nikaya, root of all things, Mula Paryaya Sutta, the Buddha said, worldlings, worldly people, they think of Nibbana and they think that Nibbana is mine. They try to grasp Nibbana as mine. They think that Nibbana, I am in Nibbana. I am going from Nibbana. Like that. In such a way the people think. But the enlightened ones, they do not grasp Nibbana, even Nibbana as theirs. That is the nature. Nibbana, another meaning is Nibbutta. Nibbutta, Nibbana, come to cease, come to coolness. Nibbutta means come to coolness. Because every time, all the time, we are burning. Our senses are burning all the time. Buddha once said, eye is burning, ear is burning, nose is burning, tongue is burning, body is burning, mind is burning. And their correspondent datas are burning. And the consciousnesses, different six consciousnesses are burning. Like that. Burning. Burning with what? 11 types of fires, Buddha said. 11 types of fires. We are burning. So, once we completely come to the coolness, completely extinguish this fire, then we come to the coolness. So, the Nibbana is the extinguishing of fire in the senses. Then our senses come to Siti Bhuta, the state of Siti Bhuta. That is, Siti Bhuta means come to the coolness. That is another meaning. Nibbana, referring to Nibbana, in the Jewel Discourse, Ratana Sutta, the Buddha said, the nature of his disciples, those who attain enlightenment, kīnaṁ purāṇaṁ navaṁ natte sambhavaṁ viratta citta āyatike bhavasmi te kīna bīja avirul hichanda nibbhanti dīra yathā yam padīpo. Kīnaṁ purāṇaṁ, they have completely destroyed their past karma. Navang natti sambhavang, they do not acquire, they do not perform new things. Navang natti sambhavang. Viratta chitta, their mind is detached. These are the characteristics. Their mind is detached. Viratta chitta, ayatike bhavasmin, they will not find another existence. Ayatike bhavasmin. Te kīna bīja. They have destroyed their seeds. Destroyed their seeds. Te kīna bīja. Avirullichanda. Therefore no growing of seeds. Avirullichanda. Nibbanti dīra yatāyaṁ padīpu. Nibbanti dīra. Those wise ones come to the state of Nibbana. How? Yatāyaṁ padīpo, just like the lamp blown out. Yatāyaṁ padīpo, the fire blown out. Just like that. This Nibbana is compared to the extinguishing of a light. Extinguishing of a lamp. Once a certain wanderer named Vachagotta, a wanderer came to the Buddha. And he asked, Bhante, Venerable Sir, do you have a view that the world is eternal? Then the Buddha said, no, I have no such view. Then do you have a view that the world is not eternal? Buddha said, no, I have no such view. Then he asked, do you have a view that the world is finite? No, I have no such view. Then he asked, then do you have a view that the world is infinite? No, even I have no such view. All these are views. Then again he asked, then do you have a view that the soul and body are the same? Then Buddha said, no, no such view. Then do you have a view that the soul is one, body is another? No, Buddha again said no. And again he asked, then do you have a view that the enlightened one, the Tathagata, after his death, Tathagata exists? Do you have such view? The Tathagata exists after death? Then Buddha said, no, I have no such view. Then do you have a view that Tathagata does not exist after death? No, I have no such view. Then do you have a view that the Tathagata exists and does not exist after death? Even I have no such view. And finally he asked, do you have a view that neither Tathagata exists nor non-exists after death? Buddha said, no, I have no such views. No, all these are views. Buddha said, all these are views. These are irrelevant. These are not relevant to what the Buddha talked. Whatever is irrelevant, whatever is not relevant, Buddha does not talk on such things. What is relevant, the Buddha takes whatever relevant, referring to seven factors. These seven factors are very important. Buddha talks only something relevant, something pertaining to these seven factors. What are the seven factors? Which leads to, in Pali, I'll tell this in Pali first. Nibbida. Nibbida. Nibbidaya. Viragaya. Nirodhaya, Upasamaya, Abhinyaya, Sambodhaya, Nibbanaya. These seven factors. In English, Nibbida is disenchantment. Whatever is not leading to disenchantment, the Buddha does not talk on such things. So, disenchantment. This is the first. Then, Nibbidaya, viraga. Viraga is dispassion. Viraga is dispassion. Then, nibbidaya, viragaya, nirodhaya, cessation. Then, upasamaya, peace. Upasamaya. Abhinyaya, for the knowledge. Leading to knowledge, then the Buddha talk on this. If not, the Buddha doesn't talk. Then, abhinyaya, sambodhaya, for the realization of realization. Then nibbanaya, for the attainment of enlightenment. So these are the seven factors. If the topic is leading to this, then the Buddha talk. If it does not lead into this, the Buddha never talks on such subjects. So this person, Vandra Vachagotta, he wanted to know these 10 type of questions which are called unanswered questions. When these were put to the Buddha, not only this man, this person, several occasions, some people, they came and they put these questions to the Buddha. But the Buddha never answered. Therefore, they are called unanswered questions, which are not relevant. for the attainment of enlightenment. That is why the Buddha did not answer. So then this person asked, then Venerable Sir, what actually happens to the person, to the enlightened ones, the Tathagata, after his death, what happens? Tathagata means the enlightened one. After enlightenment, after his death, what happens to him? That is the meaning. That is what he wanted to know. Then the Buddha said, this is also irrelevant. This is not relevant. This question is not relevant. Suppose the Buddha gave a simile. Suppose there is a fire in front of you. Now fire is burning. The fire is burning because of what? He said then, because of fuel. Some kind of fuel like grass or twigs and thing. That is why it is burning. Then he said, then when the fuel is over, the fire extinguishes. That is what is happening. Then after that, if anyone asks where the fire went, whether it went to the north, south, east, west, where it went, if anybody asks in such a way, that is, what can you say? Then he said, that no one can ask that. That is irrelevant question because the fire was there only because of fuel. Once the fuel is gone, finished, fire extinguished. That is what is happening to those who attain enlightenment. That is what happened to them. So when one attains enlightenment, there are the way how they experience enlightenment, liberation. There are two types of liberation again. Two types of experience, how they experience Nibbana. These are called Sopadisesa Nibbana and Anupadisesa Nibbana. Sopadisesa, Sa Upadisesa, that is the Sa Upadisesa, means, Upadi means but this five aggregates. Upadi means five aggregates. Sa Upadi means with five aggregates. Enlightenment, liberation, with five aggregates. After the attainment of enlightenment, still the person has these five aggregates. What they have completely cut off is the clinging to these five aggregates. Their five aggregates are not aggregates affected by clinging, but simply the five aggregates. So those who attain enlightenment and still remaining with the five aggregates are called, Sopadisesa Nibbana. That is what happened to Buddha under the Bodhi tree. Buddha attained enlightenment. From that time, for 45 years, Buddha experienced Nibbanic bliss. He experienced. That is his, after his attainment of enlightenment, he had the five aggregates. That is called Sopadisesa Nibbana. Now, Buddha passed away at the age of 80. Then his five aggregates also came to extinct. No more five aggregates. That is what is called Anupadisesa Nibbana. So, after the attainment of enlightenment, all enlightened ones, they experience this bliss, Nibbanic bliss, while they are living. So, Nibbana is not something that we experience in another realm, another world. It is here in this very world. So, the question arises, and many people want to know what happened to the mind of the enlightened one after his death. Even when the Buddha passed away, Venerable Anuruddha, Venerable Anuruddha wanted to see the Buddha's mind. What happened to the Buddha's mind? He observed, but he himself couldn't understand. He himself couldn't catch the Buddha's mind. He couldn't understand. So, on different occasions, Buddha has explained the nature of Nibbana using many negative words like akata, asankata, negative terms. It is unmade, unborn, unconditioned, like that. Negative terms. The one who attained enlightenment, he has kindness, compassion, metta, all these are positive. But negative terms are used to explain what this Nibbana is. It is difficult to use positive terms to explain Nibbana. That is why the Buddha gave similes to understand Nibbana. One day, a certain monk, while he was meditating, he thought, now, where this earth, water, fire, wind come to end? Where these four come to cease? He contemplated on this while meditating. Then he thought that I should go to the heaven and ask this. As he had power, miraculous power, so he went to the first heaven. That is called Chatu Maharaj. He went to that world, that heaven, and asked, nobody knows it. Then he went to the next world, next heaven. Tavatinsa Yama Tushita Nimmarati Parnimita Vasavati. He went from one to another. He went and asked, where these four elements completely cease? Nobody knows. Then he went to Brahma world. There are 16 Brahma worlds. He went to these Brahma worlds also. And finally he met the Brahma, the great Brahma, and asked. When he asked this question, the Brahma says something else. Brahma says, when he put the questions, Brahma says, yes, I am the Brahma. Like, he's not answering it. He does not know. In front of others, he did not want to say that he does not know. So he said, yes, I am the Brahma, I am the creator, like that. So, then, after that, he took this monk by his hand, he took the monk to another corner and said, this is not the right place to come to ask this question. You have come all the way here. You could have gone to the Jetavanarama. The Buddha is there. Buddha is the right person to answer this question. Huh? So, please go to the Buddha and ask this from the Buddha. Then this monk went to the Buddha and put this question. He asked, Bhante, where are these four elements? Earth, water, heat and air. These completely cease. Where? Then the Buddha said, Vinyanam anidassanam anantam sabbato pabam etta apocha patavicha tejo vayo nagadati etta digancha rassancha anu tulam subasubam etta namancha rupancha asesam uparujyati. The Buddha said this. Vinyanam anidassana. What happens now when one attains enlightenment, one's formations, all formations are no more. He has no craving, no delusion. Greed, hatred and delusions are completely cut off. Now, his mind is clear. His mind is the most purified mind. That is what is called anidassana vijnana. Vijnana is consciousness. Anidassana means the most purified mind, featureless mind, no features in that mind. Completely purified mind, it is anantang sabbato pabang. The Buddha said that mind is luminous from all around. That is what is called, that is the mentality, that is the mind of the arahant one, enlightened one's mind. So, vijnanam anidassanam anantam sabbatopabha, anantam, no ends. In this mind, no ends, anantam, infinite life. Anantam, sabbatopabham means luminous all around. Anantam sabbatopabham. Etta apocha patavicha tejo vayo nagadati. Buddha said here, there is no water, earth, heat and wind have no footing. No footing there. No footing means all these extend there. All these come to end. No four elements in Nibbana, that is, in that mind. No four elements. And etta apocha patavicha tejo vayo nagadati. Apo, tejo, vayo, patavi. These four are not there. Then, etta digancha rasancha. No long, no short in Nibbana, in this mind. In this mind, anidassana vinyan, no diga, no long, no short, and diganch, rasanch, anu tulang, there is no coarse thing, or fine thing, or fair, anu tulang, subha subham, fair or foul, no such thing. Etta namanch, rupanch, uparijyati, no physicality, no mentality. This is how the Buddha explained this mentality. That is called anidassana vijnana. Anidassana means, another meaning is no nidassana, no example, no simile. You cannot give a simile to that mentality, that mind, that luminous mind. So this is the nature. And this is how we have to understand this mentality, which is called anidassana vijnana. So, however much we talk on Nibbana, it is difficult to understand. Because it is beyond our thinking, beyond our experience. Therefore, it is difficult. So, the Buddha explained the nature of Nibbana. Some characteristics on many discourse Buddha gave this passage which I recited at the beginning of the talk. The Buddha said, etang santang, etang panitang, yadidang sabba sankara samato, sabbu padipati nissaggo, tannakkayo virago nirodo nibbana. Let's understand the meaning. This is how the Buddha explained Nibbana. Etang santang, etang means Nibbana. This is santang, this is peace, santang. Etang panitang, this is excellent. Etang panitang, yadidang, that is, sabba sankara samato, that is the stilling of all formation. All formation, whether bodily formation, verbal formation, or mental formation. It is the stilling of all formation. Sabba sankara samatu. Sabbu padipati nissaggo. It is the relinquishment of all acquisitions. all acquisition. Relinquishment of all acquisition. Sabba sankhar samato sabbu padibati nissagu. Tanha kayo. It is the destruction of craving. Tanha kayo. Virago. It is detachment. Dispassion. Virago. Nirodho. It is the cessation. Nibbana. That is the extinguishment. That is how the Buddha explained, how the Buddha defined Nibbana. So friends, let's understand this teaching of the Buddha, how the Buddha has explained Nibbana. It is true that understanding Nibbana is difficult, but what we have to do is to experience, try to experience Nibbana. Everybody can understand, everybody can practice, everybody can attain enlightenment. According to the teaching of the Buddha, everybody can attain enlightenment. If practice accordingly, as you know, in the Satipatthana Sutta itself, at the end of the Sutta, Buddha said, if one practice this properly, within 7 days, one can attain enlightenment. So, let's try. Let's understand the teaching properly, and let's all practice. When we practice properly, when we practice little by little, gradually, systematically, one day we can attain enlightenment. So, therefore, let's understand the teaching and strive on with diligence. As the Buddha said in his last word, appamadena, sampadeta, appamadena sampadeta, strive on with diligence. If we practice in this manner, one day we can attain enlightenment. Enlightenment, Nibbana, is here in this very world. So, let's practice, let's continue this practice until tomorrow. Our retreat comes to the end tomorrow. So now, as we all practice this Dhamma for the last 14 days, we have been practicing. By practicing all this Dhamma, this teaching, understanding the teaching, we acquire a great deal of merit. We share this merit with all beings. By the power of all this merit, may we all realize right liberation, Samma Vimukti, the ultimate happiness of Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.